哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎
It's funny because we're so out of time.
Famous. Yeah, themes. Well, because, like, we didn't really fully plan it beforehand. So I was just kind of like, I just went for it. But then it was like, hey, 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 hey. But no, we normally look at poorly rated movies and ask the question, is this bad film good? Because my name is Declan.
And I'm...
Aiden.
I apologize. I know you've probably heard it in like every single episode, but I apologize for my squeaky chair. It seems to have got worse. So you're probably hear
it's
that,
actually right? Kind of just become like part background of noise to me. Yeah, I don't really think about it, but that is true. You should.
It's really
shut
fucking
up. You're ruining the recording, Aiden. You're ruining that.
I always ruin
that beautiful, pure sound.
Yeah, I always ruin it. In one way or another, I'll find a way.
Oh, I feel like we both have our moments, but today we will be looking at Jaws. Oh fuck! What was it called?
Jaws: The Revenge. Hell yeah, baby!
Stupid fucking. Because I didn't know what number film it was.
Right.
We'll get into that.
I absolutely say about that.
Yeah. So when you said Jaws: The Revenge, I was like, okay, right. And I wanted to go and look at that. It kind of tells me, and we'll get into it anyway, which one it is. But dumb name for it. They didn't even hit you with the like Jaws for The Revenge. Nothing like that. They just went straight for The Revenge. But before we get into all the revenging we're doing this week, Aiden, why don't you tell us, what is Shrekking this week? What is Shrekking?
I was very impressed with your segue.
Seamless.
That you kind of...
I think I kind of made it better.
yeah, maybe. Right, this is an article from Scream Rant, of course, so you know it's going to be...
Boo hiss.
It says, Shrek 2 beat Avatar at the box office? Shocking stat explains Shrek 5 announcement.
God, they just try anything, won't they?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, Shrek, the $2 billion movie.
The subheading is, Shrek...
Subheading is not really.
Yeah, just joking. Are you kidding me?
Just kidding.
No, it says, Shrek franchise always has been hugely financially successful, but Shrek 2 holds one shocking record over Avatar The Way of Water. Right, so Shrek 5...
But it's been out longer? Didn't it come out? It came out before, right?
Yeah.
Must have.
What? The Way of the Water? Way of Avatar 2?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was, because it was saying Avatar, I thought
it's the first
Avatar.
It's baited us. The first sentence of this really sums up Scream Rant as a news agency, if you can call it that. Because it says, Shrek 5 has just been announced. No, it hasn't been announced.
It hasn't been announced. Nobody's announced it. They're like, Shrek 5 has recently hit cinemas.
Maybe they've just done it preemptively. They're like, look, he's going to be in routes at some point.
Yeah. It's one of those things where they're like positively willing it into existence just saying that it is true. Trying to gaslight us.
Exactly. And it's no surprise given that the animated franchise holds an incredible record over Avatar The Way of Water. The Shrek franchise went from one success to another, with Shrek 2 making close to $1 billion. Long before it came to a common occurrence with superhero movies. However, the franchise had...
Also inflation.
Yeah.
But carry on.
Yeah. The franchise had seemingly been on hiatus ever since Puss in Boots, which... Anyway, however, following... that was just me skipping all the fucking bullshit.
So that wasn't verbatim. He wasn't saying,
I mean, it may as well be.
But yeah,
it's a fucking screenwriter article.
It's about the quality, right?
There's about, this article has turned one sentence into a fucking five paragraph article. Anyway, however, following this release of Shrek, Puss in Boots, which ended the hiatus, again, they've said, DreamWorks Animation has cleared up that the current status of the Green Ogre announced Shrek 5 and hinted at a Donkey spin-off. Once again, it hasn't been announced. He just said they were working on it. But anyway.
Yeah.
While it's great news for Shrek 5 is in development, as the series is generally consistent, it makes sense from a financial standpoint, anything, as the franchise has made over $4 billion, which is fucking wild. Like,
but so is that in terms of just films, or is that in terms of like
that's a good
merchandise
point. I don't
and
know.
Stuff like that? That's probably just, I mean, if the first one's made almost a billion,
yeah, I
then
mean,
it's probably there's, I mean, Puss in Boots,
the fucking has come back, the meme from last week has come back,
Yeah, no, but that must have.
Yeah, no,
that must have made a shit ton. So probably.
Yeah, I think that's just the films. Because right, so this is the point of the article. Shrek 2's domestic box office is higher than Avatar 2's adjusted for inflation. So Shrek 2 made almost 930 million worldwide, and almost half of that was its domestic gross alone. The domestic gross for the 2004 film was 441 million, but that's almost two decades ago. That the figure is much higher when adjusted for inflation. Shrek 2's domestic gross when adjusted for inflation is more than 700 million, which beats the domestic gross of the third highest grossing movie of all time, Avatar: The Way of the Water, which is still in theatres and has made over 2.3 billion as of time of writing the article.
Damn.
And it's made 682.
It's still in theatres?
I get. Yeah, yeah, it's doing that. You know where it, like, they do the midday screenings? The cinema near me is still showing it.
It's on the slow death period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so Avatar: The Way of Water has made 682 million domestically. So it's only just, but it's still beating fucking Avatar: The Way of the Water domestically.
Yeah. Look, as funny as it sounds, Shrek 2 is a better sequel.
It's yeah.
We've talked about it, right? And we saw the video. There was a video on it which you know, it talks about how, you know, you can argue as much as you want about a film and whether it's a perfect film, but that's going to be difficult to say. Whereas you could make a very solid case and argument about it being a perfect sequel.
Absolutely.
So
I
well deserved is, Shrek I think 2. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll add a clapping track and cheering for that. Maybe if I can be asked. yeah. I mean, the rest of the article has. The last paragraph is just fucking, how much money could Shrek 5 make? Why have you even bothered writing that? Like, what? Just pure speculation.
I reckon it could make well over 300 bagazillion dollars. That's what my mum says.
They were like, it has the potential to become a billion-dollar grossing movie. I think that's a pretty, I would be surprised if it didn't, if I'm honest. Given,
I feel like that's a pretty safe statement to be like.
Yeah.
We, in our professional opinion, we believe that it will probably be $1 billion. Like, I mean, probably.
Piss and Boots has made 479 million already. Shrek Forever After still made 752 million. So,
fucking hell.
I mean.
So, yeah, Shrek coming back.
Yeah.
The Re-Shrekening. If they don't call it Shrek 5, the Re-Shrekening, or like, you know, Shrek the Halls.
No, they'll just do it. They'll just do it whatever's popular at the time. It'd be like, it'd be like Shrek 5, The Last of Us.
I think you're like stroke five, WAP.
That's a wet.
It has nothing to do with it. They just like, oh, it's currently a buzzword right now, still, you know, even though it's like not really now, but you know, they're always behind. So,
but yeah, that's what's Shrek in this but, week.
Yeah,
Shrek 2 made more money than Avatar 2. So,
adjusted for inflation.
Adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, but isn't it still like the fucking, what is it, The Wind in the Willows is still like the highest grossing movie of all time? Oh, that's no, I'm thinking of
Wind in the Willows, the fucking frog one.
The frog one. That's what I always think. I always think of the frog one when somebody says "Go with the Wind."
Man, so people think of Wind in the Willows. Yeah, people in the 30s were fucking vibing with that badger.
I was younger.
Hey, that badger's got a sandwich. Let's all go see that.
Hey, imagine them like calling someone over, like, "Hey, that badger's got a sandwich." Yeah. Look,
it's like 1930s New York.
Printing
like,
money.
Gather here, that badger's got a sandwich.
News just in: this badger has a sandwich.
He be vibing.
There is a toad called Toad.
Holy fuck!
Brilliant. anyway, yeah, that was it. Gone with the Wind. And apparently that's still, I'm pretty sure, right? That's still like adjusting for inflation, like the highest grossing.
Yeah, I believe so.
So, well, you know, whatever.
I'm going to look it up right now.
In the end, who cares? It's all money in the pockets of corporate bastards. anyway, so Shrekking aside then, as I said this week, we'll be looking at Jaws blank, The Revenge, because I can't, I feel like I have to call it like Jaws and then a number and then the subheading, but there is none. So just Jaws, The Revenge. Like, no, it does, to be fair, it does have the colon, right? So it's just Jaws, The Revenge, because I couldn't write that on the document name. So for me, it's just Jaws, The Revenge. But anyway, we watched this one on Amazon Prime, which describes it in a very dramatic, very fucking cringy, corny fashion as being... Sorry, I've got a burp. Let me just... No, it's fine. It's gone. It described it as being, "This time, it's personal. The Jaws saga reaches its conclusion in this thrilling fourth and final installment." Installment, by the way, spelt wrong. With two L's?
It's that guy. It's the guy. That disgrace. Shit.
Yeah, he's slipping up. He just... Anyway. "As the wife of police Brody is followed to the Bahamas by a great white." I feel like... Did I miss something? Was it meant to be policeman Brody? I feel like I wrote everything exactly as it was, and the mistake is on their part. So...
Yeah, I probably...
That's pretty much it. That's how it described it. But why don't you give us some little bit of info about this one? I'll be interested to know.
I heard.
Oh, you heard him.
I heard him. Guy. Yeah.
All right, everybody, if we can get a round of applause for the dickheads in Leamington that drive around in their shitty fucking cars.
Big penis. Look like... Big penis.
Yeah.
Big penis.
Yeah. I'm sure they wish they did have that. God damn it. Literally nobody cares but you. Not you, Aiden.
Me, specifically. Them. I'm like, God, that's horny. That's my...
You hear them over the mic and you're like, yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Bite my lip. So adjusted for inflation, Gone with the Wind made $4.1 billion.
Still on that.
Yeah, I'm still on
4.1?
Bill. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I think the highest Avatar's on 2.9 still, right?
Yeah, but adjusted for inflation,
didn't break that 3.
No, but if you adjust it for inflation, Avatar is second with 3.9, and then Gone with the Wind is 4.1. So
how much did Gone with the Wind make at the time?
Clicked off it. £2.
Wait, no, because you adjusted. 50. Did you adjust both ways? Because surely you only adjust one way, right? You only adjust Gone with the Wind to the current inflation.
You can adjust, so you adjust them to the 2022 index.
Oh, but I guess Avatar
index.
Avatar, the first Avatar would have been.
Yeah. Because it was from 2009. Anyway, what were we talking about? Yeah, Jaws the Revenge. Film. Right, first off, straight off the bat, I thought Jaws the Revenge was Jaws 2. So
see,
I was like,
that's why I was confused, fucking, because you told me that last week.
Yeah, I was like, Jaws 2, the Revenge. But it's not, it's Jaws 4, which is fucking wild. Because then because in the related article, I'm going off a bit on a tangent. Anyway, in a bit of in the article, it was like, oh, it's the related to the events in Jaws 3D. And I was like, wait, so did they make Jaws 3D and then Jaws 2? But no, I'm just stupid, basically.
They were like, Jaws, so it goes Jaws, Jaws 2, the Revenge. No, sorry. It goes Jaws 3D, then Jaws 2, the Revenge, then Jaws 3D 3. Or do they do like 3D 2 and then another Jaws film and then 3D 3?
It's
it's Third Eye 3.
Third Eye 3.
We need to check that they've definitely not made that yet. Let me just, I'll do a quick search while you're talking.
Yeah. Okay. So, it was made in 1987. It was directed by Joseph Sargent. And fun fact, all of the sequels have no relation to Spielberg. He's not involved in any of them, which really isn't a surprise.
I figured.
It stars Lorraine Gary, Lance Guest, Steve Buscemi, Mario Van Peebles, Karen Young, Michael Caine. Fucking Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Judith Brezzi and Mitchell Anderson. It has 3 out of 10 on IMDb. It's got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah. And
the lowest we've had?
The lowest, yeah.
Zero?
Yeah. And 15 Metal Crickets liked it.
Zero? How does that even happen?
I know. It's fucking wild. It's fucking wild. I will say that we always go off the tomato meter and not the audience score. Audience score is 15% because it's always high.
But
0%.
See, I mean, thing is, I know that it's like, we obviously, disclaimer, in case anybody's been raging this entire time and every time we've done it before, we don't take the thing seriously. Yeah, I'm always just raging, ready to go.
Raging erection.
There we go. That's where I thought you were taking it. I was trying to take it in a slightly more PC, PG direction. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
What?
Yeah,
I think you've disappeared.
Obviously, we just went
rather PG.
It's not like the way to rate movies.
Oh, there you go. You're back.
Well, maybe you're back.
Wait, what?
Tell me I'm back. Maybe you're back. Anyway.
Yeah, just carry on. I lost you for a second. I assume you lost me.
Yeah, I had
me.
A bit of... So, I don't know. You just went quiet. I thought you were just listening intently, but clearly not.
We'll see what happens with that. Anyway. Maybe it would just be us talking about
just
two
be a
different,
messy,
two different things, two different conversations at the same time.
What all I was saying was that the, obviously we know that the fucking Rotten Tomatoes score is not the be all end all. Because it's all fucky and weird, and I don't know how it actually works, because surely to be 0%, if it was a actual fully reliable system that you knew kind of worked and was a good indicator of things, 0% surely would literally mean that everybody had given it 0 stars. Like, it gets nothing, right? There would be something.
I guess you can rate something as 0 then, if that means...
Yeah, for everyone to do it, though?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
But, yeah.
It's the same with IMDb.
Like, just wanted to interject. What did you say the IMDb score was?
3. A flat 3.
See, that, like, you know, I feel like 3 is... I'll say on this, I feel like 3 is more reasonable than 0. But we'll get into it.
Get into it. Let's just fucking get
who's the
Because right,
all right, off the bat. You said the cast, did you?
I did all that shit. I did all that bullshit that we have to say at the start. Before
Michael Caine, Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, I did all that. Yeah, because... I didn't do the budget. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It had a budget of like 20 million and it made like 50 million. It was...
Oh.
Yeah, so... It's Shrek 4. No, it's Jaws 4. Like, it's not.
Oh, I thought you were like comparing it. I thought you'd be like, this is the Shrek 4 of the Jaws franchise.
I mean, kind of.
But that, if we're going off what you said earlier, that still made like 700 million, so maybe not.
Going to say straight off the bat, going to say something controversial, okay?
Okay. Are you going to say a slur?
I'm just going to get it out the way.
You're just going to get it out the way. Hey, look, you've prepped me for it.
just trigger warning. I'm about to say a slur. I'm not. No, I'm not. Don't clip that. Controversial opinion, but the Jaws soundtrack, is fucking incredible. And I may be the first person to have that thought.
Oh. My brain, I think, short circuited a little there for a second. I was like, "Where's the controversial bit coming in?" That bit where he goes dum 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 dum.
Genius.
That's good. That is genius.
This isn't John Williams. Surprise, surprise! It's the guy copying him, but still, fucking
it's
great.
John Williams light.
Yeah. Wish John Williams.
Wish John Williams. £3 John Williams.
But let's fucking get into it because we start off with we're on an island. I don't know if it's the island. I guess it is.
Have you seen Jaws 2 and 3?
No. Because I thought this was Jaws 2.
Brilliant.
I was like, who the fuck are these people? Because they were like, oh, he dies. The guy from the first one, they show clips of it. And then he's like,
yeah.
And then they're like, oh, and he died and your brother died. And I was like, I guess they just died off camera then.
I don't know the stories of the other ones. Obviously, it's just going to be more sharks
or maybe it's the
same one or whatever. But you do see a picture of the sort of main guy from the first one, like up on the wall. And I thought that. Because I think I was writing a note at the time. I was writing the note about him being on the wall, and I didn't. I was like, "What? Where actually are they?" And because you got this sort of, it's his son is the POV character to begin with, who like we're following, and I was like, because he's like a police officer or something, and I was like, "Oh right, so are they in the station? Like, is that a picture of his dad? Because he was a good police officer, so then he's." But I guess he's dead now.
I don't know how.
Works. In the film, they said that he like died of a heart attack, which is kind of like.
Crazy, they do.
I guess maybe it's more realistic, but it's kind of wild that she's just like, yeah, he died of a heart attack because he was, terrified of being eaten by sharks, or something.
It's funny because they do a line where. They're doing lines of coke. I mean, it's the 80s, probably.
It's a police station in the 80s.
Yeah. but the mum, or like the, and also the wife of the guy, is like, her whole through line is that she thinks the shark has come for revenge, which is just fucking wild. I mean, it's called Jaws the Revenge.
Shark the Revenge.
Shark the Revenge.
Can you imagine if Jaws was just called Shark? How shit that would be. Then you could get it confused with Shrek.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they should rename it to Shark the Revenge.
Yeah.
her whole through line is that
the shark's coming for revenge, which is just fucking insane. Like, it's a shark. But
what is it? It's only paranoia if you're not right. What's the phrase? It's not paranoia if you're right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Because it is.
I don't. I guess so. But she was like.
But it is dumb.
She's like, that shark, it's killed your brother, and it killed your father. And then the other, the brother that hasn't died, the main guy in this, he's like, Dad died of a heart attack. And made me laugh so much. The way she's like, she it like, killed your father. He's like, Dad, no, he died of a heart attack.
And she's like, he died because he was stressing over the heart attack was because of the shark.
I mean,
it's like Captain Hook with the shark, you know.
Yeah, but anyway, so the police officer guy is like, he's about to be off duty, and then the receptionist for the police force or whatever, she's like, oh, someone's called in a bit of debris. And it's blocking the whole harbour. So you've gotta
Nobody can see a thing. It's covered the entire town.
Yeah, she was like, they can't go fishing in the morning. The fishing boats won't be able to fish, so you gotta clear it. This piece of debris is a bit of log. It's tiny. Connect to a buoy. It's not doing anything.
Unless they drive the boat into the buoy.
Yeah. They're like,
in which case, come on.
Yeah, I was like, did he really need to do that now?
Yeah.
But the way... and then, like, he goes to do it, and lo and behold, there's a shark it eats. You've seen it.
Bites off his arm, and he kind of does the thing where he's like... and then looks at his arm, and he's like, my God!
Stupid.
But he starts screaming for help. To, like, because there's, like, a big kind of nativity practice thing going on in the background. Because it's set at Christmas time, but you wouldn't think it in this film. But it's like, he's screaming for help. And I'm like, A, what is anyone going to do? Nobody can get to you in time. B, you know that nobody's going to hear you. What are you doing? Just drive the boat away.
Yeah. I don't get that. But also, that it makes it like, the way it plays out, and like the shark, it's like kind of, it's almost like watching him. Because they make it seem like the shark had planted that bit of debris. Yeah.
I know, I was thinking this.
It was like fucking bait for him. And I was like, I know it's called Jaws the Revenge, but are you fucking, like, this shark's planned this out? Like, are we really doing this?
So dumb.
It's so stupid.
I mean, it's not only that, is it? Because it's just like, not only does the shark does that, and then everyone's like, boo-hoo, I'm so sad, he died. He died of shark attack. And then the mum is like, guys, I'm fucking serious. That was the same shark, and he's coming for us all, and I'm terrified. And then her other currently living son, who looks like fucking Jesus. he does. He sexy literally Jesus. Looks like... He looks like... Okay, so he looks like Jesus from Walking Dead.
Who kind of looks like
Jesus. Yeah. So he looks like that kind of Jesus. But he... Reiser called him Bob Ross Jr. because he had the hair. He looked like Bob Ross. But yeah, so he's basically like, shut the fuck up, mum. You're being stupid. And she's like, he was literally eaten by a shark. It's so incredibly rare for that to happen. We're on the fourth movie now. Do you really not expect, like...
Yeah, I guess
something
so.
To be going yeah. on? But it is dumb, because it's just like, so they have these issues, and then it's shark, and then, you know, they're going, oh, this is really sad, blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, well, let's just fly to the Caribbean and take our minds off of things.
There's a bit before that where, like, the family have obviously come for the funeral, so they meet her at whatever fucking island there is first. So that's when we're introduced to the son. And he's like, he walks into their house and he goes like, there's a few moments where I was like, damn, this was a different time throughout this film. But one of them is like, they go, I think it's on the, he's on the phone to like the, I don't know if it's like her aunt, his auntie or something. She's just like a random woman that's there at the start, and then we never see her again. So they, it's someone, and they're talking about the fiance to the dead brother. And,
right.
In reference to her, they go like, yeah, she's really torn up. The doctors just had to sedate her. And I was like, what the fuck? It's like, she's just lost her fiance. And the doctors are like, get a hold of yourself, woman!
just slap her around the face.
Yeah.
I can imagine, like, her, like, bawling her eyes out. She's sat at this hospital bed, like, and then the doctor kind of, like, he's got, like, the kind of wide side eye, just like, yeah. I'm just gonna put a bit of this in the drink. He's like, shh. And she's like, ah. And he's like, God, sorry.
Yeah.
Had to, nip that one in the bud.
It's the 80s, so he's Christ. Like, he's smoking a cigarette in the hospital.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, does it? And he's like, well, that took care of her. Yeah, see? It's just like,
That takes care of that.
Yeah. And then
your hospital bill, ma'am.
And then the kid runs in, who's like the cutest kid in the world. Because she just fucking says, she just keeps coming out with these lines that she's got like no filter.
One of them I'll say in a minute that I was like, it's one of those things where I was like, a kid wouldn't say that.
Yeah, yeah. But she's like, to this random auntie woman or whoever, the woman that's in that start and then we never see her again. And she's like, oh my God, look at you. You look so grown up. And then unprompted, the first thing she says is, she goes, Uncle Sean is dead. I was like, what?
Is kind of realistic though, like the kid, everybody's talking about it, it's kind of clearly like a big heavy thing that's going on, kid doesn't fully understand, so I guess yeah, it'd probably just be like, he's dead,
and then the third wildest thing, honestly this film is fucking wild. I was, a lot happens in like short periods of time, you're like, "What? Well, I don't know how to process that." Because then, the main dude and his wife are like walking on the beach.
I noticed, yeah.
they're like talking about it, and she's like, "Oh yeah, like how do you feel or whatever?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, it's fine. It is what it is or whatever." And then mid fucking sentence, he just starts sprinting off. And I was like, at first there's like some seagulls in the water, and I was like, oh, has he seen something and he's like, right, or like a bit of fucking dead body or something, I don't know, and he's like,
that's run exactly off what
to,
I thought,
yeah, he's like run off to see it, but it there's nothing, it cuts after that, so he just mid sentence was like, you know, it's sad, but I'm fine. Zoom!
Yeah, because so he didn't wild. Even, like, it might have been just, like, a performance thing that, like, because the way he did it, like, and he kind of stopped talking just before he started running, if you'd heard, like, a bit of, like, a voice crack or something, and you could see that he just, like, he kind of had that moment where he just kind of broke and he was like, I'm just, you know, I've just got to run,
yeah,
something like that, then you'd be like, okay, I guess he's
like cracked, like
he just needs to get away and he's trying to, like, he's bubbled up with his emotions or anything like, but he's just literally talking like this normally and then he just just runs off,
and we never see him broken up about his brother again. So I guess it,
he's kind of chill,
yeah, he was like,
in fact he kind of gets annoyed at his mum for like saying to him,
yeah,
you're like, I don't want you going in the water ever again, like, because he does like marine research stuff,
yeah, yeah,
so she's like, I don't want you going in the, nobody in this family is going in the water ever again, considering that, you know, her husband is presumably with Jules 2 and 3, her husband and son or whoever it was have faced sharks on multiple occasions and they seem to keep popping up in a weirdly frequent kind of you know, fashion. I feel like at least in her kind of grieving hysteria, if you want to call it that, I'd say that's a fair thing for her to say, and for everyone to be like, you know, like, you know, we understand and you're grieving and everything, and like, look, let's just focus on ourselves for a bit, blah blah. But he's like, no, Mum, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going back in the water because I need it for my PhD. Fuck you. Why are you being so? Oh, you're such a bitch, Mum. Yeah, you know, and I was like, she is grieving her, you know, the brother that you lost. Okay, whatever, sure, that's fine. But yeah, that's when I think that they're just like, hey, look, don't cry. Let's go to the Bahamas. Come on, let's just leave this behind. Let's just go to the Bahamas. And of course, because they say that, I'm like, okay, this is a movie. They're going to go to the Bahamas, and the shark is going to have followed them to the Bahamas. There's no fucking way. even if it's a whole thing where, like, you say, oh, yeah, but a shark can smell a fucking fish farting across the Atlantic or something. But you're like, yeah, but how would the shark know that they got in a car and then went and got in a fucking plane and then flew off to the Bahamas? You know what I mean? How is he? He's put like a GPS tracker on the sun or something. Like, how does it's so dumb. Like, how did the shark fucking know? There's absolutely no way that it knew to fucking go there.
The only thing, I mean, unless it's a different shark, but then it's just
can
like,
you imagine they just have like, they just naturally attract sharks.
Yeah. It's just like, because then it debunks the mum's theory that, like, this shark's out for revenge for...
out for blood.
And it chooses...
for the revenge.
The son sees the shark. He's like, no, it's a different shark. We're just really unlucky. It's so weird, though.
He's like, actually, every time we've seen a shark today, it's been a different one. There's just really a strange number of sharks in these waters, and they're all very aggressive.
Yeah. It's probably the cocaine I've dumped in the water, because it's the 80s.
Cocaine shark instead of cocaine bear.
Aren't they doing that? Aren't they doing like a sequel?
Are they?
To that?
Are they doing more?
I think they're doing. I'm sure there was. They said, "Oh, we'll do a sequel with a different animal."
Oh my god!
It doesn't matter.
Cocaine bear was very good.
Yeah, it was good.
But absolutely nuts. But yeah,
right. So they're flying to the fucking Bahamas. And Michael Caine just fucking shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's just the pilot.
I was like, what's he doing in Jaws 4? Like,
and he, it's still like 1987, but even then.
He's
still
big by then. He's done Zulu by then. He's big. Yeah. Like, it's
this was their
wild.
Big splash out, like, casting.
It must have been. Yeah, it must have
you know. They're like, Jaws 4, Ed, now with Michael Caine. Yeah. You still like this franchise. We haven't burnt, like, you know, fucking destroyed it.
He's like, but he's fucking, he plays this absolutely batshit insane pilot that should have had his license taken away years ago. Because he's like in the plane. They're like in this tiny little plane and the kid's like, you know, the kid's like, how do planes do? And Michael Caine's like, well, if you fucking do this, the plane, the ground gets bigger. And then he just dives, way! And then just fucking nosedives. I was like, you could have just said, you didn't even need to, like, what are you doing? He's like, I'll teach you.
He's put the kid
on
his lap as well, so that the kid's like, as if they're controlling the plane. Yeah. And he's like, look at that, we're going to crash and burn and die. Look at that. As soon as we hit that ground, it's getting close. Are you going to pull up? You can't pull up on the thing. You haven't got enough muscles in your arms because
you're a
little six-year-old
girl.
Oh, dear. Guess we're all going to die, little girl.
And it's your bloody fault.
Yeah.
Master Wayne.
I'm sorry, Master Wayne. I killed them.
I killed them again.
We're in a plane.
Alfred, you gotta stop killing passengers in your plane.
Look, Master Wayne, sometimes I need to vent.
They asked how a plane works, Master Wayne. I had to show them. You could have just told them.
No, I didn't think of that at the time.
Speaking of fucking Alfred as well, In this, his character just, you know, the fucking, the bit in Dark Knight where he's like,
I know exactly what you're saying.
It's like fucking, when I was in Burma, like, we were hunting for a bandit who's stealing Ruby's eyes of a tangerine.
Yeah, the tangerine meme.
Yeah.
He literally does, right?
Because he just says fucking about doing some... it.
Yeah, he was just like, one time I was in the Mongolian jungle.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a berry or something. I don't know. Like, it's just some. He starts telling some obscene story that I was like, it's literally that he could have literally just been like, you know, and I walked past a village where they had stolen a priceless ruby.
Yeah, literally.
The size
of a tangerine.
Of a tangerine. And I would have been like, ah, they did. But I mean, Dark Knight was obviously like decades later.
It did make me think, though. I was like, I wonder if like that tangerine moment is like a weird reference. Like, if it was if the Dark Knight was a comedy film, then I would fully believe that they were like taking the piss.
They were just referencing Jaws.
Yeah.
Jaws fucking 4. Yeah.
I would fully
believe. I wonder whether Christopher Nolan looked at his performance in Jaws 4 and he was like, That's my Alfred. And he was like, you know, Michael Caine's on set and he's like, right, so I've read through the script. I love it. I think it's great. What kind of Alfred do you have in mind? Because what kind of notes do you have? And he's like, right, you remember Jaws 4? And he was like,
yeah.
Jaws 4, Jaws the Revenge. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and he's like, I forgot I did that.
I'll do a bit of that. I was in a plane.
Yeah. Killed some people. I've done thousands of other films and I'm a highly critically acclaimed actor. I could do
anything. Jaws the Revenge. I want that guy. I want that smooth-talking bastard. That's what I want. Give me that go.
I want a pilot that's trying to fuck.
Because he even says, because like Alfred has all these wise things that he's telling, you know, Master Wayne, or fucking Bruce. I don't know why I was saying Master Wayne, but he's got all these wise things that he tells him, whatever. And then there's a bit where like the mum is kind of just opening up to him a bit and saying about how worried she is about the fact that, you know, her husband and the other guy died to the shark, and this guy, you know, she doesn't want her other son to die as well, and she's worried about the whole thing. Whatever. And she's like, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, because, you know, I barely even know you. And he's like, sometimes it could be easier talking to a stranger.
Yeah. I was like, that's Alfred. That's just Alfred.
It's literally the same.
I mean, he's fucking later on as well. We're going off. We're just talking about Alfred now. Like, fuck the film. Like,
I'm good with that.
Later on. Because he's like trying to smash, so he's like, do you want to take? He says it's his boss's plane as well, and they keep they have this thing of like the main character doesn't really trust Alfred because
but that's like a thing that goes nowhere, right?
He
once or twice is like, I feel like he's trying to bang my mum. I'm not sure if I'm all right with that. And then he's like, oh, shit, sorry, the shark. Yeah, I'll get on that.
Yeah, yeah. But he's like, it's weird because he's like, oh, I don't know where he, like, does the flying for the, you know, people coming to the island. But then I don't know what he does with the rest of the time. And he, like, implies that he might be smuggling drugs or something. Did you hear that?
Because he says he does. Well, because he says that he does laundry. That was his
later on.
Oh, sorry. Later on when he actually asked him. Right,
he's like, I'll do laundry runs.
And he's like, I'll do laundry. For Master Wayne.
For Master Wayne. Yeah. Because before that, he's like, we don't know where he goes. I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't know what he's doing. Like, what he's doing with his spare time. I can't remember specifically the line, but
I don't remember that.
He's basically implied that he smuggles drugs in his plane.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I mean, this guy, he's fucking off the rails. That would not surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, 100%. 100% that guy smuggled drugs. He's like, I got the drugs that you ordered. Here we go.
And actually, thinking about it, the laundry thing,
Yeah.
How much fucking laundry is he taking? Where is he taking it?
Yeah.
They're on a...
No, 100%. Yeah, he's like, I got your... He looks around. He gives him a wink and then gives him a little nudge and he goes, laundry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the two deliveries of cocaine. Yeah, no back.
That's why the sharks are so fucking off their nut, because he keeps dumping cocaine into them.
I want to see Cocaine Shark, but with Michael Caine as a pilot that gets high and fucks.
He basically does. Yeah, so he's
so old now, though, right? Like, how old is Michael Caine?
He must be 80 something.
Yeah,
but hey. You can, if you're Michael Caine, you can fucking do drugs.
Yeah.
Until the dawn of time. He's 90 years old.
He's 90.
He's fucking 90. Man. Oh, no.
No, I don't want him to die soon.
Yeah, same as it's the David Attenborough vibes.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so. Get this episode out before he passes.
Yeah. So he's trying to fuck. And he's like, again, doing some fucking wild shit in the plane. he's taken her up, the guy's mum, up into the plane. They're flying in the island. And he's like, I've got an idea. Why don't you take the fucking wheel? And then he just lets go. And she's like, no, I don't really feel comfortable. I don't really want to. I don't know how. And he's like, well, you don't know until you do it. So there you go. And he just fucking lets go.
That's how I got my license.
Yeah. I just did it. I got on a plane one day and I just took the wheel. It was on a 747. I busted to the cockpit and I said, I'll have a go at that. And I just took the wheel. I was like, what are you doing, man? He's like, he's fucking nosediving with a 6-year-old girl in the cockpit. And then later on, he's like, yeah, I'll just let go. It doesn't matter.
I love the idea that he assumes that she is just going to know how to like operate it and that she's just going to pick up the controls and whatever. But in reality, it'd be funnier if she accidentally then pushes it further into a nosedive and then he panics and he's like, no, hang on, let me just live this out. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. And he's like, no, really?
And then like fucking... Right. Also, most of my notes, I didn't realize this until right now. Most of my notes are just about Michael Caine's character. Also on Michael Caine, I love how he's clearly a gambling addict and no one gives a shit.
Oh yeah,
like
it's like 100%.
They're like, like as soon as we meet him, one of the characters is like, hey, I heard you're gonna have to fly
the main guy.
Yeah, he's like, I heard you're gonna have to fly your whole life to pay off your debt to the casino or whatever. And I was like, why is no one helping? Like, no one sees that as a problem, because later on he's back in the fucking casino and yet again,
and he's literally betting everything.
Yeah.
He's like, I saw it about 3 liveries of drugs for this one.
Yeah.
Cartels will be angry with me.
Oh, God. I've dumped all the cocaine into the sea. I've got to get that money back somehow.
Oh, shit. I lost.
Fuck, I lost it again.
Might as well go blow my own brain out. Save myself the trouble.
But yeah, so, I mean, in general... The story goes how you'd expect it to go, like that.
Yeah, just like shark pops up now and then. Thing is, I really felt like this film had a lot of sort of people talking and then being like, blah, blah. Oh, no, this other thing's happened before, blah, blah. And then it's just kind of like, oh, and the shark's coming. And they're like, ah, and then the shark goes away or something. And then they're like, oh, that was a close one. And there was never any point where I felt like it was like it never built up the tension towards anything, really.
Yeah,
there was one. Really. There was one element of it that I did like. And I don't know whether they did this in the other films or not. So if it's got credit for the other ones, but... What I did like is the way that they put this harpoon onto the shark, which meant that you would hear its heartbeat when it was getting closer. And I think a heartbeat is always a really good thing to
definitely.
Just help as an addition, not on its own, but just as an addition to creating like tension and kind of really amping up the kind of levels of fear in that kind of way, because it's just something that you naturally, like, if the heartbeat is getting stronger and even though it's in the background, if it's getting kind of faster and it's stronger and whatever, then you almost feel yourself starting to mimic that, and you're like, oh my god, this is intense.
Yeah.
I never felt at any point in this, oh my god, this is intense, but I liked the heartbeat thing, because it was, that at least was like something.
They were trying.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so a couple things as we're going along. So the shark appears the first time, and then the marine deep sea diver looking at snails guy, the brother of the one who died in the beginning, the main character, Bob Ross Jr. He has like a close encounter with the shark, and he's like, okay, yeah, so that is kind of weird. Shouldn't be any sharks in the Bahamas here, because apparently the water's too warm. So that's all.
Yeah, because he says that
yeah,
early in the film.
And he's like, that's fucking wild. This is also kind of weird, because my mum's been raving about it, and maybe this shark is after me, which is impossible, but also kind of creepy. So that feels a bit weird. But when he has that encounter with the shark, the mum, wherever she is at the time in this fucking fair, just kind of has this moment where she's like,
she has like a premonition. Like,
yeah,
the shark like, oh is like God. Fucking Freddy Krueger or something.
Yeah, like psychic shark.
He keeps like showing up in people's dreams as well. Like,
yeah, they keep dreaming. I mean, dream about, I understand her. About them dreaming like about being eaten by the shark. But
yeah, but it's like the same shark.
But it's always just
it really
the same,
felt yeah. like it, this shark has got psychic powers or some fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I was just like, what is this weird? They don't do it ever again, but they're just like, oh, she's got like some sort of shark sense going on. And then she's like, that's probably enough, and carries on. But in general, every time that you see the shark, because, you know, I mean, the classic thing about the first Jaws film, right, where you barely ever see the shark, you don't normally, like, you really usually don't see, for the most part of the film, you don't see much of it. You'll see glimpses or whatever. It's shot really well, and it kind of keeps that, like, suspense and horror. You see the shark kind of straight away. Every time, like, it just comes up to the boat, it's like, yum, yum. And it's just so shit. Like, yeah, it looks fake, and it looks rubbery, yeah. And it just looks, like, really crap.
I mean, I know it's, like, it's a practical effect in the 80s. Like,
sure, but the reason that you didn't see much of the shark in the first Jaws film was because the practical effect shark looked shit.
Yeah. But,
so they and shot it, like, around
hasn't,
it.
It hasn't improved from the first one. Like,
yeah,
it looks the exact same. Just,
yeah.
You know, in the end of the first one where the shark comes out of the boat and it's like the big reveal and it's just like this
yeah.
rubbery puppet just like, like clamping its jaws slowly. Yeah, yeah. That's this. It's like the same
But that's
model.
Just the whole film. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that was just, I was like, oh, well, I'm not scared of this shark. So, like, there's just no, I do wonder whether after having the fourth film, whether the general census of people at this point was like, eh, I don't really care about sharks anymore.
Yeah. <probably. laughs>
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Not that fussed, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then you get, Bob Ross Jr. Like, he's kind of, obviously him and his mate, Jake, are sort of, trying to monitor the shark and all this kind of thing. But there's a bit where he has this weird argument with his wife where she's like, take the fucking, like, because they're American, garbage bins, but she's like, take the bins out, you lazy fuck. And then he's like, oh great, I have to take the bins out on my day off, I have my wife shouting at me, take the bins out. And I was like, whoa buddy, you're towing a line there, like, what do you do around the house?
Yeah,
mean, on my day off, my wife's telling me to do the bins.
Yeah, yeah. It was a
probably
bit,
should be doing the bins.
It was a bit toe of the line. And she was like, he was like, why is it my responsibility to do the bins? And I was like.
Like a child.
Yeah. And I was like, I guarantee you that's your only responsibility. I bet you anything.
Yeah.
He's like, on my day off, Michael Caine. Like in this film, I'll bet whatever. I'll bet
everything, all in.
Yeah, I'm all in on that. And she's like, I don't need to give you a reason. And then I was like, yeah, it's the only thing he does.
It's the only thing he does. Yeah. And then he's kind of like, what are we arguing about right now? And then they kind of had this like weird little kind of like, you know, they were trying to do like a sexual tension kind of thing where it's like, oh, they're going to have angry sex. But then he says, because she's like, she's doing like some welding stuff, right? And then she's got this big blowtorch and he's kind of like walking towards her and she's like, oh, stay back because you've got the blowtorch. And then she eventually turns it off. And then he's like, I've always dreamed of having sex with an angry welder, right? Okay, sure. Then he says, since I was a young boy. What are you trying? Are you just trying to immediately shut off any like fucking sexual tension that's built up?
She's like,
you know, since I was a small baby child. And she's just like, yeah, come over here. Like, so I was like, why would you say that? I always dream, ever since I was a small preteen boy, I always dreamed of having sex with an angry welder. She'd be like, I actually kind of feel kind of gross now. Why would you say that? Yeah. That makes me feel weird. It just makes me feel weird.
Yeah, I was up for it until you said that.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
There's a bit where, the shark... Not only is psychic, but it has it's able to just appear out of nowhere in random places.
Like, oh my god! Yeah.
Like, look, I know that if you're on the choppy sea, like just because it's fins out, it's quite easy to lose like a shark or a whale or whatever, because it kind of blends in. But the fact that it can, so it's chasing the. The main guy, he's doing his snail whatever, and then the shark
snail thing.
Snail thing. And then the shark comes, and he's, like, swimming away from it. And I was like,
yeah.
That shark's catching you in 3 seconds. There's no way you can
outswim a shark. Yeah. I mean, it was... I think the point was that it was caught on the, like... He had, like, a mini kind of...
Deep sea diver thing.
Yeah, deep sea scuba kind of thing that would help him, like... move along the seabed or whatever.
Yeah.
He's not like that far down, but he's far enough down. He's on kind of mini little thing.
Yeah. So it like, he's swimming away and then he finds like a shipwreck and he like swims in it. But you see him go up like a few floors. He's like weaves his way in. He's going through tight spaces that a shark in no way is able to fit through.
Yeah,
and then this shark just appears inside the boat. And I was like, how did it get?
Because you see it just swimming along, like down a corridor of the boat.
Yeah.
I literally have that. Like... I said, my note says no way the shark is swimming around in this fucking ship.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, like maybe like if he just swam into like the first bit and then he's just staying there, maybe you can see like, oh, there's a hole in the hole. That, that we can't see, I guess, and the shark swam in it. But no, the guy, like, swims through. He goes through a fucking door at one point. It was like, where's this shark come from? And then it just bursts through, like, a wall. And it's like, hey, I'm here! It's just fucking ridiculous.
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane.
It's so dumb.
But, I mean,
it's pretty standard from there, right? It's like... Oh, now the shark is... There's people on the beach, and you know what happens on the...
Right, this bit...
Shark of this people on the beach.
I've got a problem with this bit, right? Because this is fucking stupid. Like, I mean, this is... It's like the lead up to the end, which is... Like, it's like the pretense to how they have the big fight at the end with the shark, right? But it's fucking stupid, because... They're having a big celebration because the guy's wife is an artist or something, and she's made a big art for the village or whatever, and everyone's like, yay!
Which kind of looks sharkish.
Yeah. I'm sure that was intentional or not. I mean, who knows? I wouldn't put it past them. But so their six-year-old daughter is like... she goes up to the mom and she's like, I want to ride the banana boat. by myself with a bunch of strangers. Me, a 6-year-old, on a fucking banana boat.
Well, you know, with her, like, friend, I think. Her friend and her friend's mum.
Yeah, but still, I was like...
But still,
I was like, what a different
world. Hey, man,
world.
It's the 80s.
It's the 80s, but I was like, not only are you letting her go off and doing her own thing, but she's on a... It's a banana boat. Have you seen those things? It's a fucking... it's on the back of a speedboat. Like, it's riding the waves, like, flipping up. And she's a 6-year-old. I was like, well, she's gone. She's just disappeared. There's a shark about as well. Like, she'll fling off.
What would it be? Her, like, brother-in-law has just been killed and eaten by a shark.
Yeah. And she's like, I mean, yeah, you could go in the water. Just don't fly off the... Hold on tight, because if you fling off that banana boat, you're gone, mate. There's nothing I can do. And also...
You're dead.
So she's on the banana boat, and, like, the psychic mum has a premonition. She, like, senses something, and then she sees the fin.
Yeah!
Like...
It's like she sat there, and she just kind of looks over at the ocean, like, huh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's so
I thought
weird.
I sensed something.
Yeah. And then, so she spots the fin, as does her mum, and then a few other people, and no one shouts shark. No one. They're just like...
Yeah, that's true.
Ah! And then they're like shouting the name of the kid, which I can't remember.
Oh my god, that annoyed me so much. The fact that they're just constantly shouting their kid's name. What is that? What do you want to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Like, shout fucking
she's
shark.
She's like, oh, I'm just going to go swim to my mum.
Yeah.
And then jumps in the shark's mouth.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And then, like, no one else cares because they haven't shouted shark. And then when they do realise there's a shark, there's people still in the water. And the guy on the banana boat isn't driving back to the shore. Even when... So, like, you have this slow-mo bit where the shark jumps to bite the girl. And then it gets, like... I don't know, her friend behind her or some shit like that.
It was just some random woman behind her, like, that nobody cares about.
Yeah, yeah. Some stranger that's, like, you know, holding onto the 6-year-old behind her. Because, of course. And, like, it was so fucking weird. Because then the banana boat's, like, just still driving around in the water after one of the passengers has been eaten by a shark. And I was like, go back. Go back. Why is no one cared? Like, no, why is no one bothered? It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And then, right, just to top it all off of how fucking weird this, well, how weird this film is, but how weird the fucking scene is, the mum of, like, the, you know, not of the girl, but the mum of the main character, she's like, well, I know what to do, and just fucking sprints off, and then you see her get in the boat, and I was like, where the fuck is she going? Like, why did she nick the boat? It's like, it's like she's, it was as if she was like, I'm sick of this, like, the shark's back, it's killed a random person, like, it's killed my
I'm gonna
my
take
son.
The fight to him.
She was like, right, I'm gonna have words with this shark. Like,
I'm gonna go see this shark's manager.
Yeah, because she's like, she's on the boat by herself, like, with a stern face, and I was like, "Where? What? What's your plan? Like, what are you doing? It's so fucking weird."
This, honestly, the mum annoys me so much in this film, because it's not even just that. It's like when the son catches up to her and they land the fucking plane in the. They go on a plane to
wild.
Go and search
we,
for
we
her.
We got to talk about that, but yeah. Good.
Yeah. They land the plane in the ocean. And then he gets out and he's talking to her, and she almost gets eaten by the shark, because the shark, like, as they're coming around to her, the shark kind of rears up and goes to, like, chomp on her. But she just stands
yeah,
there
she's just
staring at
there.
It, horrified, like ah, as it goes to eat her. And I'm like, What are you doing
yeah,
here?
Why are you here? Then, what was your
not,
plan?
But this is what pissed me off the most. Because then her son goes to her and he's like, what are you doing here? Because she's having to go at him, like, saying, why are you here? And then hitting him like, oh my god, you bro. And he's like, why are you here? What the fuck? Like, this is really stupid. And then she's like, I didn't know what to do. What was I supposed to do? And I was like, The shark can't get you on land. Stay on land. Literally, all of these films, I get like, the first one was really good. But then you're just like, you know, and they're like, oh, we're going to go out, we're going to hunt this shark so that the, you know, people can open the beach, whatever. But like, this whole thing where they're like, she's obsessed with this thing, like this shark is going to come and get us and it's coming for the family and whatever. Don't go in the water.
Just don't do it. Where you're like,
now your son has seen this whole thing and the shark's tried to eat the little kid and whatever. All of you, just don't go in the water.
Just get out of it. Yeah.
Just get out of the water, honestly. Yeah. I mean, knowing this film, the shark would probably, you know, swim up into the bathtub or something. But like, it was just like, just don't go in the water. What were you supposed to do? Don't go in the water. Easy.
It's just so fucking stupid.
But you're good.
Stupid. Yeah. Like, I literally have that as well. Like, what? Like, what the fuck are you doing? But, like, the plane bit. I've got to talk about that plane bit. Because, once again, Michael Caine is fucking wilding.
He's off his nut
on all the cocaine.
He's on cocaine. He's on coke. Yeah.
Because he's like, what's going on here? And then they're like, oh, my mum's nicked the boat for some reason. I don't know why, because that's insane. I don't know what her plan is. And he's like, well, we got to go find her, get in the plane. So they're searching in the plane, and then they see her. They see this shark swinging about. And his plan is to land the fucking plane in the ocean. The shark can't fly. What are you doing?
It's so dumb.
It's like, so stupid.
He just wastes the plane as well. Yeah,
he just wastes the fucking plane. Because I was like, what has that achieved? Like, your mum's stranded on the boat with a shark swimming about. And he's like, well, I know. We'll crash the plane into the water. And then we could get on the boat. And I was like, great. Now now all four of you, because it's the son and Jake and Michael Caine. All four of you are now on the boat, stranded with your mum. Like, what has this achieved? It's so stupid. I was like, what the fuck? And he even calls for, like, backup. He's like, I'll call in the, I don't know. He's like, I need two boats. This is the boat. This is where
he calls in the cartels.
Yeah. And then, like, he calls them in, and then he's like, well, that's good. I've done that. What next? I know. I crashed the plane. I mean, when he was nosediving, and I mean, how the film had played out previously, I was like, I mean, is he gonna fucking try and crash the plane into the shark?
That's what I was. I was watching it, and I was like, ram the shark. Ram the shark. Ram the shark.
Like,
you imagine? I was like, they got to jump out of the plane at the last second and just ram this plane. Yeah, into
I was fucking expecting it. I was just waiting for it.
Honestly, if it did, best film. That would have been the fucking best.
Yeah. Because, right, so that they fucking crash the plane, they do a fake out with Michael Caine. He's Michael Caine's magic. I mean, I guess he's just high. Because in every instance before this, if you're in the water and the shark goes to attack you, it just gets you. Like, but somehow Michael Caine just swims in the ocean and the shark doesn't notice him. And he's like, help me up on a boat. That was a stupid idea. I've just wasted my plane.
Just realised, didn't float.
Yeah. Also, it's not his plane. Earlier, he says it's his boss's plane. But anyway.
What if this is all actually just a smart, like, he needed to bury the evidence.
Oh, he's a genius.
And hide his tracks. So he was like, shark got the plane, sorry. Instead of like a dog ate my homework, he's like, shark ate the plane.
They're like in the plane. He's like, I'll crash the plane into the water. And the son's like, why? You don't need to. You've called for back. He's like, no. I'm just gonna crack. Yeah, get ready to brace.
We're going down. I can't stop myself.
Whoa, now.
There was a bit before the whole stuff with it's when their son finds out about the shark and that the mum's gone off, and he's like, oh shit, I've got to go and saber or whatever. And the wife is like, wait, what do you know? What's going on? And he's like, we've been tracking that shark because his wife is obviously, she's holding their child who was on the banana boat and was attacked by the shark and is traumatized. And he was like, we've been tracking that shark. We thought it had left. And then she was like, why didn't you tell us? With our daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I was like, but he, okay. So they find that there is a shark in like the open sea.
In the ocean where
in
sharks
in the ocean.
Pee.
Yeah, but like, you know, okay, so it's not that, you know, it's not supposed to be there because the water's too warm, whatever, it's irregular, fine. They're like, oh, we found this fucking shark in the ocean. That's crazy. We want to monitor it. Seems like it's gone. Why would he then be like, hey, don't go to the beach in case the shark pulls up? Because you wouldn't think that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's losing her mind being like, how could you? Our daughter, you risked her life. You didn't tell us. He was like, No, why would I?
Why,
what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You know,
what reason would I have to tell you?
Yeah. I mean, again, you can argue this shark did do that, but from an actual normal person's perspective of in that situation, you'd be like, yeah, but the shark is... Well, I found the shark like 50 miles out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't think he'd come to the beach, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, they then fight the shark. They've got this plan to like, because they say about the when the plane crashes, they're like, oh, quickly, the shark will be distracted because it's attracted to the electromagnet pulses from the plane or something. And I was like, is that really a thing? I don't know if that's a thing or not. And so the shark's kind of distracted by the plane, and then the what's-his-face guy is like, oh, well, if it's attracted to the pulses, then what if we make a little device so that we can generate these pulses from within the shark and drive him nuts? You get the one of the stupidest parts of the film, I think, where this guy's friend, Jake, I think because it's the only Jake that I can think of that I know from films.
Jake Sully.
I keep thinking Jake Sully. But so he's like, he gets like a kind of spear type deal with this bit. They just look like two big flashlights, but he's just got this big device on the end and then waiting for the shark. The shark pops up and he goes to like stab the thing into the shark's mouth. And then he kind of like, he does it, but he like falls, and then the shark just like kind of catches him in his jaws and like chomps him. But the slow-mo in this bit was so over the top and unnecessary. And it was him like falling, because the editing is so bad, and you're just suddenly like, oh, fuck, the shark is right here and it's just eating him now. This is really sudden, came from nowhere. So he's like, he's falling and the shark is closing its jaw around him. And then his friend is there and he's like, and then it's like, it goes on for way too long. Cause he's just like, Jay!
Yeah.
I was like, fucking hell, man. Like, and then you see like some prop version of him get chomped up, but then he comes back later, like he's just floating later on the surface of the water,
right.
And he's like spitting blood. It's fucking stupid. I was like, he's not alive.
Yeah, but then that's my final note. Like they do the because she rams, so she's like,
oh, so bad, fucking, so awfully edited.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna just fucking ram it. I reckon with the mast at the front, and it just, I assume, spears the shark, but you can't really tell.
It like spears him, but he also just like explodes. It like takes the whole top part of the shark off. It's super weird.
It's so weird. But they kill the shark, and then it's like the 3 months later, you know, sort of vibe, and everyone's happy, and she's like, I'm leaving the island. And the kid's like, yeah, well, visit soon. And she's like, why would I? I'm traumatized. And so should you. And then But they're having the big send-off, and she's like, oh, and look after Jake for me. But we never see Jake again. So I just assume he bled out. Because, like, the last we see of him, he's, like, just fucking bleeding on in the sea, and then that's it.
He's just... Well, no, because we see, so he's bleeding in the sea, and then the main character guy sort of swims over to him, and he's like, he's like doing the fucking backstroke, like while holding onto him, and he's like, "Huh, you're not gonna die on me now, are you?" And he's like coughing up blood. And he's like, "Oh no, I'm not gonna die, man." Oh.
Yeah, yeah,
but then, yeah, that's literally it. That's all we see.
Yeah, that's all we see.
They're just like, "Don't worry, he's alive. He's doing various general things in life."
I guess so, but it's just like, nah, that's it. He's gone. He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's kind of
it, yeah, really. Yeah, that's kind of it. I mean,
there was a bit in the credits where it literally listed a character called Jesus and the actor who played him. And I have no idea who it was. And I just thought it was such a weird... I was like, Jesus? Who the fuck was Jesus in this?
Just
listed in the credits, so...
Just you don't see him, but he's there. He's always there.
Oh, Jesus was always there.
He's a presence. Yeah.
It was the shark.
Yeah. But look, bad film, good.
I just felt like I truly feel like this was bad film mid, because I don't feel like it was bad enough for me to either enjoy it or hate it. I just felt like it was just... Nothing really happened in it. It just moved on. Like, the shark was really shit. And I was just like, eh. So it was just mid.
I love this. I thought it was hilarious. I'm saying bad.
I don't know. Mid. It didn't hit me. It didn't hit me in that sort of like bad, funny spot, really.
Oh, it did for me. I thought this was so dumb. Like, it's so weird. The performances in this are just like fucking... Everyone's just wild in this. Everyone is just fucking wild. It was really the moment where he just like runs off mid.
I know that bit was get like me. I was very confused.
But that kind of like summed up the whole film for me.
That like solidified it for you.
Yeah. It was just like, yeah, that's what this film is. Yeah. It's just fucking wild. Everyone's just off on one for no reason.
I think the strongest reaction that I ever sort of. That this film got out of me was just being so pissed off at the mum for being so annoying, because like they're trying to get all the water out of the boat because the shark has like attacked him a couple times, and Michael Caine's character is like, because I think her name is like Ellen, and he's like, Ellen, take the wheel, like you gotta pull us starboard or whatever, and then you gotta do this. And she's staring off into the ocean, and he has to like every single time doing that, and he has to say her name twice. And I'm like, fucking stop. You're so annoying. Why are you, you're literally gonna die. And you're just like, staring off into the ocean. And it's like, fucking Ellen, please, we're gonna die. Please pump the water from the fucking boat. We're gonna die. And she's like, what? Oh, okay. I'm like, why did you go out on this boat? There was no reason.
Yeah.
You killed bloody Jake, even though he survived, but he died really.
Yeah, no, he's dead. He's fucking gone.
Nah, he's dead.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Bad film, mid.
Bad film, good. Bad film, very good. Look. That's about everything that we've got for this week. Next week,
yes,
we are doing Garfield, baby.
Oh, nice.
Bill Murray,
another childhood film that I haven't seen since childhood, and I have no idea what to really expect.
And I haven't googled Bill Murray yet. I mean, I'm gonna, maybe I should, in case I do another fucking Chevy Chase, and I'm like, Bill Murray is my hero, and all of his political views align with mine. And then you're like, yeah, he's the worst misogynist ever, and he's a big fat racist.
Oh man, well I just searched.
No.
No, I mean, I think there's
save
just
it.
A lot of
save
like...
it for next week.
Okay, we'll save it. Oh, there's some spice. I could be lying. Who knows?
But yeah, if you want to keep up to date with us, we're on Instagram and TikTok at BadFilmGood. If you want to give us a 5-star review, that'd be really nice. And that would really Five shots out of five. Yeah, that's what you said.
No.
So you could do that. That'd be really nice. If you want to, if you want to send us an email, give us a suggestion of films or whatever, whatever you want.
Tell us your favorite shark.
Yeah. Was Shark 4 the best shark in the shark franchise? Let us know. As always, we'll end this episode with
Optimus Prime.
AI Wars. The current standings is Inspirable 2, Image Flip 2. It's all square, baby.
And it's not scripted, genuinely. No. We're not like going one for one each time.
No. If you don't know, Deez goes on Inspirable and gets a randomly generated inspirational quote with the random image with it attached to. And I used to do the same until I was like, this sucks. And I flipped to Image Flip, which gives me a randomly generated meme. And because you're loyal and because I'm not, we pit the two against each other to see who's funnier. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Nah, you go first.
All right, yeah, you go first. You're pretty confident.
I'll save mine for that. I'm pretty confident.
I don't know what yours is, but pre-show you were pretty confident. I had one and I had to change it because I needed to get something.
I bluffed him out.
That could do it. Well, that joke's on you then, because this slaps.
Yeah.
And it's the fucking the epic handshake meme. You know, it's like the painted. What's that from? Is it from Alien?
What, for the one from Predator? Where they're doing like the clasp, manly clasp.
Yeah. So it's that template, and it's just the text is, when you see a baby.
That's stupid. It's always so stupid.
It's just like you see a baby and you're like, hey.
Right before you boot it.
Yeah.
Or punt it. Jeez. All right,
that was pretty good, wasn't it?
So it's pretty good. All right.
I win.
All right, it's a fighter. So I've got, I had a lot of these kind of nice simple ones recently. So it's an all-white background, and it's got like a stock photo, bald guy in a suit, but he's kind of like half cut off to the left side. So he's got his head tilted back, he's laughing, and you've got like a cartoony kind of zigzag. You know, like the kind of almost like a stocks kind of pointing upwards thing, where it's like a little zigzag arrow that goes from the left to the right, kind of pointing upwards. It's all kind of colored in like a kid's kind of thing. And it's got some colorful writing on the top that says, public life is a lot like a box of chocolates. Undeserved.
Oh, that's like a depressing Forrest Gump.
Yeah, he's just like, I didn't deserve any of that. I didn't even read that it said public life. I just read it as life is like a box of chocolates. But public life is like a box of chocolates. Public life. Undeserved.
Look, not going to lie, I think mine was better.
Nah, I reckon mine's better. I'll send you it so you can see what it looks like. Because it's just so... It's the contrast of this guy being like so like... Oh, so no, and it's like undeserved. I think it's pretty good. Come on.
It's a space. All right.
It's a space.
Let me just, I'll send you mine and then we'll have a, it's only fair.
Yeah.
How do I?
Nobody else gets to see these.
No, it's, you'll have to take our word for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people enjoy, you know, they enjoy us describing pictures.
Yeah. See, I feel like it doesn't hit so hard now that I know what it says. I just think mine's better. I think mine is better. If we can't reach a decision, right. Then it's a draw. Right. Then it's a draw.
Nah, you can. I'll let you have it. I'm confident that I can pull it back. So I'll let you have this pity point. And with the knowledge that you know that I gave you that, so really it's a hollow victory.
See, I know that really you knew that it would be unjust for it to be a draw. So I'm fine with that victory.
All right. Yeah. Well, with that hollow victory, thanks for listening. And we'll see you. That's next
Aiden, what's that over there behind you?
What is it?
No.
Oh my god.
That's fucking
French Aiden.
Hey, bonjour. Hello.
Oh, he's that's it. He's dead.
Yeah. Oui.
Bye.
La bon. J'adore ananas.